Welcome to the Humanize podcast, all about personalizing your health. I am your host, Rebecca Kelly, and today we'll be discussing the upcoming book, Menopause: 5 Unique Eating Plans to Break Through Your Weight Loss Plateau and Improve Mood, Sleep, and Hot Flashes with author Dr. Anna Kabeca. Before I introduce Dr. Kabeca, I want to remind everyone to subscribe and get all the other variety of casts and audio, video, and transcription at humanizehealth.com. I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. Dr. Anna Kabeca is a triple board certified and a fellow of gynecology and obstetrics, integrative medicine, and anti-aging and regenerative medicine. Nationally known as the girlfriend doctor, Dr. Anna is a passionate health advocate for women, helping them to truly thrive in body, mind, and spirit. She's the author of 2 highly acclaimed books, creator of several popular virtual transformational programs, creator of several top-selling health products, and a sought-after lecturer throughout the world. And we are lucky to have her here today. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Anna.
It is a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I just want to just jump right in and say most approaches to managing menopause really seem to focus on medications and or supplements. And are we leaving out an important factor, aka diet?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we know now more than ever, although not necessarily trained in medical school, that food is medicine. Food is medicine. And as a physician now for, 30 years, it's been one of the most impactful therapies that I can provide to any patient, any client, especially as we go through menopause. Things have to change.
So what are the few of the most important do's and don'ts when it comes to, making food choices, especially when you're entering menopause or in menopause?
Yeah, the number one thing is as we get older, we become more insulin resistant, meaning our body doesn't handle, our sugar as well. And we can have a higher risk of diabetes, prediabetes. Once we hit menopause, it goes up significantly. And one of the biggest things that we have to do in our diet is to break up with sugar. So I was saying break up with that toxic ex-boyfriend sugar. And maybe some people listening will understand what I mean when I say toxic ex-boyfriend.
I really love that boyfriend though, but yes, I know.
Totally, right? Totally. Just so not good for me. Just so not good for me. Love him. Love him.
That's exactly right. So what else? What are some other do's and don'ts when it would come to
the other thing that we have trouble with, and I have trouble convincing women, is that we need more fats in our diet. We need more fats for healthy quality cholesterol, which our hormones are derived from. So healthy, high quality fats, that's really important. Good, clean protein without hormones and antibiotics. Ideal, right? We want to use our own hormones naturally. And the support, low carbohydrate, dark leafy greens and microgreens and herbs and spices that are alkalinizing and support healthy gut microbiome. So these few little switches, and I will throw in with intermittent fasting, is essential, not just a good idea in menopause, but mandatory in my opinion.
Okay, awesome. So in your book, you offer 5 different food plans. Can you hold your, do you have your book? Can you just hold it up and show it for the people who are like watching?
Yeah.
Menopause. I love the name. That's such a great name. And I love that, when I was looking through it, I love that it's like, I don't know, I thought of it as kind of like a do-it-yourself manual, right? To make, beautiful, beautiful. So the 5 different food plans, can you share why you chose that and what they mean and how to apply them?
Yeah, absolutely. And writing this book has been part of a journey. So in working with my own history through early menopause and infertility at 39 to reversing it again at 48, I established this keto green way. So my first book, The Hormone Fix, I would say it takes more than hormones to fix your hormones. And that's what I address in that book. And then that led me, working with tens of thousands of clients online, women online going through menopause and following the plan, right? We had that amazing success. And then we have to change things up. So that came Keto Green 16. short, concise 16-day plan with pushing that intermittent fasting window to 16 hours. And then over the last year, 2 years, we see where, you know, when it happens to a lot of us in menopause, we're doing everything right, but what we're doing stops working. So we hit a plateau. And so to break through the plateau, just like we cross-train our muscles, we have to cross-train our diet. And so in implementing these little shifts, okay, this person's in a plateau, let's try this, let's switch this up. And just these little breaks, in as little as 6 days, we can break through a plateau and get your metabolism, mitochondria, you know, on fire again. And that just is so key to having a healthy hormone balance and healthy, you know, menopause, before menopause, post-menopause, this time frame. So it's the plans were designed to, in a short amount of time, in 6 days, to change things up, to break through a plateau. And each plan pauses something different.
So do you mind kind of talking about do you have a success story around how someone had used it and how you kind of figured this out and started implementing, and just resonate with a listener or viewer?
Yeah, absolutely. And even in my own life too, figuring this out, like trying different plans, like going carnivore, for instance, and that's one of the plans, is a more carnivore plan, really restricted carbohydrates, and then hitting a plateau there and gaining weight on carnivore. I say, there's no carbs. What's going on, right? And then being in a very low carbohydrate plan for a while, needing to carb up. And so I've seen many women in my programs, they did amazing. They had tremendous, you know, success, weight loss, et cetera. And then they hit that plateau. One client, Mary, she just stayed away from all carbs. She stayed very keto green extreme. And one of the triggers for her was if she ate something sweet, that would trigger her eating disorder again. So I knew I needed to increase her carbs, and in a very healthy way that wouldn't trigger that. So again, the healthy fats is going to decrease that blood sugar spike and valley that can be part of that contribution, but also that sweet tooth. So I have a carb up plan. Sometimes we're so restrictive, we need to add carbs back into our diet. And that just, she's like, okay, I can do it for 6 days. And then she went right back to keto green extreme. And it was just an amazing transition. In my girlfriend doctor community, we ran through my cleanse. The most restrictive plan is my cleanse plan. So in my community, we ran through that plan with, you know, a few dozen women. And so it's smoothies and bone broth, and it's a liver gallbladder cleanse, a shot of olive oil with lemon juice first thing in the morning. And the women were like, oh no, I'm not going to do this. But let me tell you, by day 3-4, they felt amazing. We had one woman in 6 days release 11 pounds of toxic waste. So I say that's toxic waste, and her waistline improved. And I mean, that was I didn't want to believe that result. I was like, how could you do that? She goes, yep. And then I went through Thanksgiving. I gained 1 pound back, but I've maintained the 10 pound weight loss. And so sometimes it's just that time to heal, to decrease inflammation. The theory behind the 6 days is that our gut lining regenerates every 72 hours. So that's 3 days. So 2 72-hour cycles seems to be just enough to have that healthy repair and reset that can give us that little boost.
Again. That's amazing. That's really amazing. And then I also loved your last chapter, the pause, what no longer serves you. I found that to be very freeing, because I think it sometimes, you know, we get in habits of things. And I think, you know, you almost gave permission, right, to change things up and do it a little. What inspired that?
Thank you. Thank you. Because I say there's magic in the pauses, right? And it's not just about what we eat. Can we pause something that we're doing? Pausing negative thoughts. That's so toxic to us, especially as women. I'm always saying, get that nasty bitch off your shoulder. You would never talk to your child that way. How, you know, don't talk to yourself that way. And so,
it's true.
It's a huge part of health and healing. Yeah. And we're our own worst critics sometimes. And sometimes we are, we're doing more than we can at this moment. We have to refuel. And from that place of giving, from healed, healthy, loving space, is quite different. I've worked with many women. And I always say, and I learned this from my friend, Dr. Jen Landa, that resentment is lack of self-care. So if you're feeling resentful towards your work, towards your partner, towards your kids, it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves. And that's internal. That's psychologic, physical, emotional health. And no one's going to do it for us. We have to do it for ourselves.
That is brilliant, because I can actually hear myself like complaining in certain situations in the past. And you're exactly right. I was not really taking care of myself, right? I was projecting onto others my lack of self-care. That's brilliant. I love that. Really brilliant.
Yeah, me too. It's always that checkpoint. You know, did I sleep well? Did I eat well? Did I do my gratitude journaling? Did I pray or meditate? And I mean, so beyond anything else that we can do, those oxytocin increasing behaviors, so the hormone of love, bonding, and connection, my absolute favorite hormone, and really I consider it the crowning hormone. It's a very regal hormone. It's also the most alkalinizing hormone. So there's that balance to stress, and the antidote to stress is oxytocin. So it's that self-care, self-love, the love that we show others, the gratitude, you know, that we can have to have a good, healthy conversation, to be in community. And that goes beyond what we put in our mouth.
Well, and that's, you know, I mentioned the last chapter, but actually the introduction also was one where you talked about the support and you talked about your experience of how you traveled and visited other healers. And you gave some part of your story, right? You said you wanted to go out and travel and experience different healers. And one of the things that you stated was that you noticed that there was, outside of our culture, there were these other cultures that had this amazing support system, right? And sense of community. And I think especially now with so many of us being quarantined, or like, you know, the distance from, like, that's another aspect that I think I really notice missing. And it's something that I really want to build. So while at the same time, I'm looking at what doesn't serve me anymore, that really does serve me. And making room and space for it, I think, is so important. And thank you for discussing that. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today about menopause?
Just again, there's magic in the pause. And we have to look at menopause, whether we're, you know, having perimenopause symptoms or beyond, that it is it's a natural transition. And I want to emphasize that we can breeze into the second spring of our lives empowered and liberated and confident and sexy and gorgeous. And there's no timeline on that.
I love that. Thanks, Dr. Kubeka. These are really valuable insights. Dr. Kubeka can be found at www.drana.com. Also, you can get her book on Amazon, Menopause. And Doctor, you said that it's actually the top selling book, right, this week
on Amazon? Yeah, number one in menopause. Yeah.
So proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
But let me remind you guys to subscribe, get access to all Humanize videos, podcasts, and transcriptions from all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizehealth.com. Thanks so much for being with us.